Duluth, one heck of a football team, coach. I assume you're still disappointed nonetheless, frustrated. What went wrong?
Well, the simple answer is not much went right. In terms of, I thought our guys fought and they didn't quit. And they kept believing and they kept playing together. I'm not concerned about that, and that's a positive thing. But we just, I know it's kind of a boring answer, but we just got beat. They were better than us on offense, defense, and special teams. Mm-hmm. Now, we had small wins within the game and certain plays, and the offense had some explosive touchdowns, and defense had a lot of good defense and some takeaways and forced a field goal and got beat on some, to be honest, some really challenging plays trick plays, so to speak, on some of them, and which is not an excuse. We got to be able to stop every play. And then special teams, I thought punt block did a good job, and I thought kickoff and kickoff return could be better. And but at the end of the day, overall, they were just a better football team on Saturday, and give them a lot of credit, and we got to be better.
It felt like early on there, you did, like you mentioned, you did sort of find a couple of opportunities early on in that football game. You know, how frustrating is it to get those opportunities? And you've gotten those opportunities in most of your three losses, but you just can't really take advantage of those moments. You know, what are you doing to try and take advantage of those moments and get better in that district?
Yeah, it's super frustrating. And I told our guys, you should be passionately angry. And there's nothing wrong with anger. Like right after the game, we talked about there is nothing wrong with it. It's what do you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
If you use it for negativity and blaming and complaining and defending and let it become toxic, then that's not a good thing. If you use it and spin it positively for motivation, sticking together, believing, finding answers, not quitting on each other, and having faith and being motivated by a bad feeling, because they put a ton of the coaches and our coaches and our guys put in so much time,
mm-hmm.
that it's super frustrating, and it hurts. It hurts because how much they care, and how much that everybody in these walls is bought in. So. Mm-hmm. You know, in order to take the next step, we have to be willing to stick to the process, stick to the plan, and make tweaks. I'm not saying that we would never change anything. If we feel something's better mid-year, we can tweak things.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to jump ship and then change everything because we lost a game. The reality is we're 2-3. And we have an opportunity to go on the road and win one game and be 3-3, come back home for homecoming and play against a good Augustana team that we beat here last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but our whole focus, and you know me and us, our whole focus is on Mary, 100%. So,
this is sort of an overlapping question, but you talk about how Duluth was just the better side, and it is what it is, but I'm sure this has sort of popped up in your brain, you know, a little bit throughout the weekend afterwards, and more so during the off season. But, you know, how do you start closing that gap on teams like Duluth and teams like Mankato, who are consistently at the top of the NSIC, and for you guys who had a really great year last year, you know, how do you continue to build off of that and start to close that gap against these top teams?
That's a great question, because there's some things that you can do in the immediate, and then you have to look at the long view. And part of the long view is in recruiting and strength and conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to line up in this league. We're at least right now, we're not lining up and just looking across and saying, well, we're just better than this team. You know, there's a lot of teams where we don't say that. And that's, that is not the determining factor of who wins and loses football games. Which team is better on paper? That just plays a piece. But we do feel like there is a gap that we need to close. And I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to lie to myself or our team or you and
mm-hmm.
say that there isn't a gap to be closed. And that to us is taking our current roster and getting bigger and faster and stronger through the off season together, And part of that, you can't teach. You can't right. teach someone how to have longer arms and how to, you can impact speed slightly, but it's much easier to recruit speed. Mm-hmm. So part of this, that's why they say it takes a few years mm-hmm. To establish a new culture, a new regime. And there's some areas where part of the reason that we got beat was because that guy at Duluth was better than that guy at Winona. Mm-hmm. And look across the board, and there's matchup issues, and sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. And that's nothing personal against our guys, or if we line up and say we're better in this spot, you still got to do your job. You still got to win that rep. Mm-hmm. The person that's bigger and faster and stronger may just have a little advantage in doing that. So, now, with that being said, it's our job as coaches to minimize that. If we feel like there's a matchup issue in a certain area, we got to minimize that. Create a plan to minimize the impact that could make on the game. And then we gotta play harder. We gotta play smarter. And we gotta coach them better. And there's all sorts of ways you win games like that. We just weren't able to do it against Duluth this week.
I feel like when you talk about, the size and the speed, you know, a lot of that was on display in the trenches on Saturday. You know, the 8 sacks, the lack of a rushing tack, you know, probably played a factor into that. But regardless, as you say, you still have to get better. So in terms of the trenches, you know, offensive line more so than defensive, you know, what are things that you can do to get those guys better and get those guys back on track after, you know, not their best performance Saturday?
Well, I think the biggest thing you can do in the short term is, one, get better at our technique, okay? Because mm-hmm. if there is any area where technique is the most important, it's up front. Mm-hmm. And so continue, just because it's week, you know, it's week 6 this week doesn't mean you stop working on fundamentals because you're halfway through the year. It's, no, we got to keep doing that, and we got to keep getting better. And I think from a game plan perspective, you try to do things that get fewer people in the box. And you try to get the ball on the perimeter quicker mm-hmm. because then there's not as many people close to the box. And so continue to refine a simple plan to be able to do that. And I'm not saying that we haven't been. We haven't been able to execute it at a high enough level yet. And then, like I said, in the long term, it's strength and conditioning and it's recruiting. Yeah. And it's our guys' job on our current team to grow and elevate themselves on the depth chart as high as they can and challenge the guy in front of them on the depth chart and run away from the guy behind them on the depth chart. And then it's strength and conditioning's job to get our guys to their potential. Their God-given potential, as good as they can be in speed and flexibility and size. And then it's our job in recruiting to out-recruit the team that we have. It's our job to bring in better players than we already have. And that's not negative against our other players. I'm just saying that's competition. And competition breeds success. Mm-hmm. Competition brings out the best in us. And that's what the top teams have. Are we there yet? No. Is it going to be a snap of a finger? No. Does it take patience and sticking to the process, being committed to doing big things right and little things right? Yes. Does it require a little bit of luck sometimes too in a football game? Yes. So I think it's so much more complicated than like do this one thing and you win more games.
Right.
And that's what makes football pretty cool.
Yeah. In your opinion, did you think it was just was it maybe Cole holding on to the football a little too long, or was it the offensive line just sort of getting beat there, or was it just a whole bunch of combination of things that led to the, you know, lack of success in the trenches there?
Yeah. I asked our offensive, when I meet with, we have a lot of meetings on Sunday, and when I was mm-hmm. meeting with our offensive staff, I asked them that question. What would you attribute the sacks to? Because that's obviously a lot. And they thought about it was about half and half. Half where we really should have gotten rid of the ball quicker, mm-hmm. and the other half where there's really nothing he could have done. Mm-hmm. So, and again, none of it's an excuse. We got to be better. And at the end of the day, this is a place where we're looking for solutions and taking adversity and being positive and keeping guys accountable, but creating belief within themselves and not quitting on each other. And when it seems bleak, like times of that game seem bleak, you got to choose faith. You got to choose to believe, because belief, when it's going well, how easy is that? That's easy because you're doing it right then. Belief when it's not going well, that's the true test of whether you believe in something or someone. And that's what we're going to be built on here. For as long as I'm here, that's what we're going to do.
You sort of talked about it when your first answer with my first question, but let's highlight some of the positives that you noticed again. And into specifics, you know, you talked about the punt unit on both sides. But overall, you know, what were some positives that you liked in terms of what you saw on tape?
Well, we battled the field position game pretty well. The offense was able to move the ball, even on some drives where they punted. Like the first one, we had them backed up inside their 15 three or four times. And so the field position game went well. We had some great explosive plays, two big touchdowns over the top offensively. And we're able to, you know, get some first downs on passes and screens. And defensively, you know, I know the score may not imply it, but many of those touchdowns, or most of the touchdowns, were on some unique plays, some, you know, reverse pass throwbacks that they weren't able to just march down the field and run it down our throat and go score. They need to get creative. Is that an excuse not to stop it? Not at all. We have to stop everything. Mm-hmm. But there was some good physical football play. And like I said, special teams, like that punt block did a good job. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is our guys stuck together. They believe in each other, and they believe in their coaches, and we believe in them, and they fought. Mm-hmm. There's very few things I'm not embarrassed by losing a football game to Duluth. Mm-hmm. I would be embarrassed if we quit on the football game. And we didn't do that. We fought.
University of Mary up next. You got the long road trip. Always fun to travel to Bismarck. What is your focus with the Marauders? You know, what do they do good? And then what are your areas that you hope to exploit of their defensive or offensive sides of the ball?
Well, this league is balanced, and I don't care what anybody's record is. We're going to have a ton of respect for them, and we're going to, on the flip side, we would never fear anybody. So, you know, you're going to Duluth, they're 4-0 or whatever, it's homecoming. There was no fear in our guys' eyes. And you go to Mary, who doesn't have as good a record, and you beat them last year, there is a ton of respect. They're well coached, they play hard, they do some schematical things offensively that make it hard to defend them. And on defense, they keep it simple, and the guys know what they're doing, and they play hard. And on special teams, they have a great returner, and they've blocked some kicks, and they've run a successful fake, and they're going to be motivated. And so we're in for another ball game like we are every week. But that's how we want it. Like we don't want it any other way, because we're ready for a battle. We're ready to compete. And I think our focus this week is going to be on us against us. Like we're playing Mary, but our focus is on us being a better version of ourselves. We got to do a better job of doing our job. Mm-hmm. We felt like we had too many repeat mistakes. And on Saturday, we got to do a better job of, I'm just kind of phrasing it as growing up, growing up in like a negative way. Like, you know, you tell your kid or somebody that should be more mature than they are, but we just have to, we got to grow up. We got to quit the repeat mistakes. We got to handle adversity better. We got to handle success better. Mm-hmm. And it's halfway through the season. There's no more time, you know? So we have to grow up now. Mm-hmm. And then we got to continue to fight to win. And that goes back to what I was saying before of just our compete level being at an all time high, where we're going to do everything snap to whistle that we can to win the football game. And I don't know what's going to happen this week. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season. I don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you this. Our guys are going to play hard for each other. Our coaches are going to do everything in our power to get our guys ready. And this is a place that isn't going to quit. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we have a bus ride. It's a long bus ride home after a win. And we're 3-3 because we're the best version of ourselves against Mary. And you're coming back homecoming against the team that you beat the year before. Mm-hmm. And you're 3-3. And let's go for the last, you know, five games of the year and see what happens. One game at a time, obviously.
Right. Last question for you, Coach. Going a little long here. I appreciate the time. What's the mentality like? You know, you're talking about they never quit against Duluth. You alluded to, you know, people being angry because they care after the loss. But overall with the team, you know, how would you describe the team's attitude, you know, right after losing that game to Duluth and then in the days to right now to where you had your meetings on Sunday and you have practice today? What would you describe the attitude around the squad is?
Well, I'd say right after the game, it's emotional, it's angry, it's hurt because you're seconds away from that fight, you know. I mean, you were in it for, I mean, and it's not just the game. I mean, this is a, you know, all weekend long they're peaking for noon at on Saturday, and that takes a lot out of you, not just physically but mentally and emotionally. And our guys put a ton of work in, and our staff does too. So when it doesn't go well, like, I'm getting emotional right now, mm-hmm. because you just care so much, you know, and the guys care so much, and it doesn't go well, so I think immediately after, and I think over time, that can, you know, that lowers, you're right, the raw emotion of it. But I think there's this simmering of motivation, intensity, and I would say our guys are just very focused right now. They're focused on each other, focused on getting better, and focused on not wanting to have that feeling again.